Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Chol in Perik Zayin Mishnah Vav, Noyeg Betahoyra, Ve'ena Noheg Batameya, Ve'isr Gid Hanosha. Is Noheg by a sheep, by an ox, a deer, but Ve'ena Noheg Batameya. It's not Noheg by a horse. So, what is the halacha if someone eats the Gid Hanosha of a horse? Well, he won't be chayiv for Gid Hanosha, according to the Tanakhama. But will he be chayiv malchus for eating part of a horse? That really depends. We've mentioned this already earlier. Basically, the Tanoim of our Mishnah is here. Most of them are of the opinion that yesh begidim benoisin tam, that a gid hanasha has a taste, and therefore, besides for the isser of gid hanasha, if it's a behemoth that's not kosher, one would be chayiv malchus for eating a behemoth that's not kosher. Really, we paskin ain't begidden by nice and time. That means that the gid itself doesn't have a taste. It's not called eating food. It's not considered edible food. So why then is someone chayiv for eating gid and nasha? Because the Torah says you're chayiv, but it doesn't go with the same din as eating food. So again, noeg b'tahayda, the isser of gid and nasha is by a taradika, animal, or chayiv, ve'ena noeg b'tameya. So getting back to the horse. If someone eats the gid and nasha of a horse, he will not be chayiv al gid hanasha. Whether he would be chayiv for eating a horse, that depends if yesh begidin benaisin tam or not. At least that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, af b'tmeya. No. Someone eats the gid hanasha of a horse or any other behemor or chayiv tmeya, he is chayiv for eating a gid hanasha. And being that Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold yesh begidin benaisin tam, he would be chayiv twice. Once for eating gid hanasha, once for eating a non-kosher animal. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, when did the Isser Gid Hanasha start? Valam Ibnei Yaakov Neser Gid Hanasha. After Yaakov wrestled with the Malach, the Pasuk says, Al Kein La Yachlu Bnei Yisrael Is Gid Hanasha. So it's mashed from that point and on, the Bnei Yaakov could not eat it. Vadayin Behema Tmeir Muteris Lehen. At that point, Behema's Tmeis were mutter to them. Technically speaking, in the times of Yaakov Avinu, they were allowed to eat a horse. It's before Har Sinai. It's before the Torah was given to them. So you see that the Isser Gid Hanasha wasn't given only for kosher animals, because when the Isser of Gid Hanasha was given, there was no difference yet between a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. Now the Chachamim respond to this. Amr Lai, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser of Gid Hanasha did not start from the times of Yaakov Avinu. The Sinai Nemer, the Issa for the first time was given on Har Sinai, the same time we got the Issa of eating behemoth, Timaeus, and all the other Taryak mitzvahs. What do you mean? But look in Parshas V'Yishlach. That's what the Torah says, Alkin le'yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanasha. No, the Issa was given on Har Sinai, el shenichta b'mekaymai. When Moshe wrote the Torah and he was mesader it, so the Pasuk was written by the story with Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, because that's the reason for the Issa. In other words, the Torah is saying, now that you learned the story of Yaakov Avinu wrestling with the Malach, and this is the reason that by Har Sinai they were given the Isser of Gid Hanasha. But the Chachamim dispute Rabbi Yehuda that the Isser of Gid Hanasha was given at a time that there was no difference between a Behema Tahira or a Behema Tameya, and the Chachamim hold that the Isser of Gid Hanasha is only by a kosher animal. Okay, so in our Mishnah, we learned over here that Gid Hanasha is by a Tardika animal, not by a Tamadika animal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even by a Tamadika animal, and I'll prove it to you, because when the Torah gave us the Isser of Gid Hanasha, there was no difference yet between a Tame and a kosher animal. When Yaakov battled with the Malach, it was before Matan Torah, to which the Chachamim responded, no, the Isser of Gid Hanasha was only given by Har Sinai. It's just that it was written in the Parsha where Yaakov battled the Malach to show us why it would become usher later for Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah. Now the Rambam has a little bit of a different sheet over here. The Rambam holds that there was an Isser Gid Hanasha, even according to the Chachamim, from the times of Yaakov Avinu. Like there were other Isurim that they had before Matan Torah, like Evri Menachai, or they had the Mitzvah of Milah. However, that wasn't Torah Mesinai. That was a Mitzvah that they had. When the Tayyag mitzvahs were given in Har Sinai, that's a whole new thing. So even though they had the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha beforehand, according to the Rambam, this is what the Chachamim mean. The Isser Gid Hanasha that we are dealing with is the Isser of Gid Hanasha that was given to us on Har Sinai. It's not the same Isser Gid Hanasha that the Bnei Yaakov had. All of the Isurim that we have, all of the mitzvahs that we have come only from Har Sinai.